But God is still worthy of the praise. Good to see each one of you here today. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 47. Psalm 47. I'm not going to hold you a long time, but we want to today conduct what we call a praise examination. A praise examination. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto our God. He is greatly exalted. That's in the reading of God's holy word. Thank you. You may be seated. Father, bless us now to proclaim your truth as only you can. I pray that you give us understanding, you give us wisdom. Help us that we can truly praise you and evaluate the many wonderful things that you do for us and the very God that you are. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise examination. A lot of us, we assume and we make assumptions that things are well when really things may not be well. It's good to examine ourselves, even in our faith. You go to the physicians and you seek out their counsel to help you understand what's going on in your body. That's an examination. You might even have your finances examined. Now is the enrollment period for those who are seniors. Now you need to examine, am I with the right plan or what do I need to do? An examination is necessary. So often we assume that things are all right, that things are okay, when it even comes to our faith. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible tells us to examine ourselves, to examine whether we truly believe and whether we truly trust in the living God. Here we have in the Old Testament songs one of those opportunities to examine while we are worshiping. To examine while we are worshiping. Before this message is over, I want to give you three things that you do that's brought out in the psalm of what we are specifically supposed to do as we praise and honor God. Three things that you have to do. And I believe we've done three of those things this morning. But you need to not only do it in here. Are y'all with me? You need to do it all the time. Praise is something that is important and critical for our lives. If you can complain, you can praise. If you can cuss, you can praise. If you can lay folk out, you can lift God up. You can praise. What we need in our world today is less complaining and more praising. Are y'all here? We're dependent far too much on mankind to relieve us when God has given us the method and the way that we can reach glory with our praise. This praise examination will allow us this time now and over the next couple Sundays, we're going to be looking at the way we worship and why do you worship God with the praise? Why do you worship? I want to start off by telling you, who wouldn't worship and praise a God like that? How good is your God? Has he brought you through things? Notice in this 47th Psalm that it says that the Lord is worthy of praise. Why should we praise God? God is the Lord Most High. There's no one above him. He is the great King over all the earth. Verse 2 tells us that God has subdued the enemy. The Lord has, in other words, arrested the enemy, and all the nations are under his feet. Things might be above your head, but they're not above God. God is the one that is in complete control. The psalm goes on to say, God Almighty has chosen Israel as his inheritance. Verse 3, then it says that the excellency of Jacob, he is God whom he loved. The Lord is the one that's worthy of all praise. Now, in case us Gentiles might be thinking, well, that doesn't include me, Pastor. I beg to differ with you. Because in verse 1 it says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. All ye people, not some, but everybody. Whether you're in Israel or whether you are in other nations, God has blessed all the people on the face of this planet, and he's worthy of all our praise. He is worthy. The psalm goes on to say that he is king of all the earth. Look at verse 7. God is the king of all the earth. We might elect folk, but amen, God is already, amen, has control of everything. Are y'all still here? Some people worried about, well, my party didn't make it in. My party did. I'm not talking about the Republicans. I'm talking about God Almighty. He always makes it in. He's the ruler. As a matter of fact, he says the heart of the kings are in the hands of the Lord, not in the hands of man. Verse 8 tells us that God reigns over the heathen and sits on the throne of his holiness. While we get upset about things, God said, don't worry about that. I got that under your control. You're going through these struggles as a training ground. And I want to tell you something. People say, well, I don't know if I can praise God with where I am right now. Let me tell you something. If you can't praise God in a valley, I doubt if you're going to have much praise when you get to the mountaintop. Yes, we go through things, but God is able to bring us through. And he gives us praise. He gives us this praise that we can offer it back to him. Now, why do you praise God? One of the reasons for not praising God is due to tradition. Somebody say, uh-oh. Tradition will tell you, well, I just praised him on Sunday, or I got to wait till Sunday before I can praise God. That's tradition. Tradition will tell you, well, the choir's up there singing, why do I need to sing? You sing because the Lord is dealing with you. You might not be able to carry a tune in a bucket, but God wants to hear your voice. Are y'all still here? Praise is an opportunity for us to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 34 tells us, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. God is a wonderful God. He is worthy of all praise. A praise examination, again, it helps us to assess who gets the glory for the things that have done or done in my life? Who gets the glory? And if it's not God, then you're worshiping an idol. If you're worshiping yourself, again, you are worshiping an idol. For the Lord alone, he is God. And beside him, there is none other. Praise is not only impacted by tradition, but it's also impacted by self-glorification. Some people that have made it say to themselves, it was me. I did this. I got my education. I got all of these talents. I've got all of these gifts. Why do I need to praise God? Let me tell you something, sir. Let me tell you something, ma'am. The Lord controls your next heartbeat. The Lord controls your next breath. If it had not been for the Lord, as a matter of fact, do we have any folk in here? About five folk that'll say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Yeah, when I was in trouble, God brought me through. Amen. When you were struggling and couldn't see your way, amen, you had to eat soup because you ain't have nothing else to put in the soup. Lord, have mercy. Help me, Jesus. But the Lord brought you a mighty long way, kept you a long time, never failed you yet. Who wouldn't praise a God like that? Who wouldn't honor his name? He's worthy of all praise. The Lord tells us in verse 9 of chapter 47 of this psalm, it says, the shields of the earth belong to God. Shields represent a source of strength, source of power. God wants you to have strength. He wants you to have power. He wants you to have ability. God wants you to be able to go out and follow the dreams. But the Lord doesn't want you to take the credit for yourself, because all of your help had to come from God. Those dreams and visions that you have, amen, it's God that will help you to move forward to them. People say, well, I haven't made it yet. Keep on trusting God, because you're still living. Touch somebody and say, you're still living. It ain't over yet. Amen. You're still living. Hallelujah. But you got to give God all the praise and all of the glory. There are reasons why I say to us that we need to examine our praise. You examine it because you want to examine the purpose of your praise. You want to examine the purpose of your praise. What are you trying to do through your praise? Do you want folks to notice you? Is that the purpose? Or do you want to get on God's good side and say, is that the purpose? I'm going to tell you, in one of the rules of worship, you can't manipulate God. You can't bamboozle God. You can't puff him up and think that he's going to bless you. First of all, because he already decided that he was going to bless you. Why are you trying to persuade him when he says, I already know I'm going to bless you and I'm going to keep you? But there's another reason. Not only do we look at the purpose for praise, but we have to examine to whom are we giving praise. Who's going to get the credit? Who's going to get the credit? Sometimes it may be a time where you'll have those Selah moments. As a matter of fact, he uses that in this chapter, where you just pause and reflect on all the wonderful things that God has done. But then there are times you only can give him a thank you, Jesus. You know, when the car moves out in front of you and cuts you off, and rather than saying what you want to say, you said, thank you, Jesus, for that accident that almost happened, but didn't you say, thank you, Jesus? Amen, somebody. When you go into the doctor's office and don't know why you got the pain, but all of a sudden the pain disappears, you say, when you check your checkbook and it said zero, but then the Lord made a way out of no way, you said, thank you. Who gets the credit? Who gets the credit? And if we don't praise him, I don't expect a demon to praise him. I don't expect folk that don't know God to praise him. But the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If God is good, say so. If he brought you a long way, say so. I know folks say, well, you ain't, pastor, don't take all that. Okay, all right, you at a football game or a basketball game and somebody shoots and hits a three-pointer. Oh, you jump up out of your seat and there you go. And here's the Lord brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, and you can't give him praise. Come on, somebody, talk to me in here. He's worthy. Worthy of all praise. I saw another guy the other day, the quarterback, he ran back and he was going for a long one. Fred, he was going for the end zone, and the guy caught it. And everybody in the stand got up and did that wave. I'm going to wave Jesus, because he heals, because he delivers, because he's good all the time. That's why I praise him. Now, I haven't got to my text yet, y'all be calm now, cool, chill out. But if you want to pray, go and praise him, go and praise him. So we want to do this examination. We want to examine our praise. We want to examine how should we praise God. Am I giving him the praise that he expects? This psalm is going to answer a couple of those questions for you. But I noticed something in the notes that I was reading. If you got one of those Bibles where it's a study Bible, it will say in there, a song for the sons of Korah. Do you have that in your Bible? Raise your hand if you got that in your Bible. Those online, I can't see your hand, Ray, but hit us back and let us know whether you see that in your Bible, all right? So the sons of Korah, why do we need to send a message, sing the song to the sons of Korah? Now, those of you that have read your Bible, you already know where I'm going with this. Korah was in the wilderness with Moses and Aaron. Korah copped an attitude because he felt like, and some of the others that joined him, felt like that Moses and Aaron were stealing all the glory. They were bullying the congregation, making them go through the wilderness, giving them orders, giving them commands, all that. Didn't recognize where all this was coming from. Now watch this. Anytime God bring you into the middle of nowhere and you still eating. Are y'all here? They didn't have wells in the desert, but God would bring water out of a rock. He's doing all of this mighty work around them, and here they are running off at the mouth. Yeah, Moses and Aaron, they ain't worth 2 cents. They ain't worth nothing. Got the grumbling. Stirred up the entire congregation against Moses and Aaron. They're going up to God. Lord, what are we going to do? And the Lord says, stand back. Didn't you got to worry about them? They didn't insult you. They insulted me. Watch this. The Bible said that Korah and all his family, had to be a few of them left because that's why you still got sons of Korah. Just in case you didn't notice that. Some of the folks said, I don't know, man. When you get around folks that's complaining and whining and carrying on, you might scratch your head and say, I don't know, man. I'm going to have to cut you loose. The Bible says, if you go back and read number 16 in your Old Testament, the earth opened up and swallowed them and then closed back up again. In other words, God said, I'm going to shut you up. Now, years later, this song is written to tell them and to warn them rather than complain, rather than grumble. Just give it to God. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Some stuff, it ain't worth grumbling about. Some things, some weights, some burdens that you're carrying with you, just let it go and look up. And what praise does, this wonderful praise, what it does, it helps you to look up. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We still got the spirit of grumbling and mumbling in churches today. Uh-oh, you didn't think I was going at it. Yeah, I got to go that street. People don't respect what God is doing. Why won't the Lord hurry up and end this pandemic? I'd watch what, you know, like I tell folk when you're in the country, you ought to watch where you're stepping. You might step into something you can't handle. Are y'all still in there? They're mouthing off. People grumbling. God's got this whole thing planned. And the reason why you can't see it is because you're not looking up. One of the things you do when you praise God, you look up and say, Father, I'm going old folk now. I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If you withdraw your grace from me, where, Lord, can I go? How many folk have prayed that prayer? How many of you said that? Giving God the praise and all the glory. That spirit of Korah is in the land today. It's where people are angry at one another. You ever wonder where the spirit of anger comes from? It comes from the devil. But God says, I'll give you beauty for ashes. I'll give you laughter for mourning. This is the promise of God. in the midst of your crisis, God is saying to you, I ain't gonna let you go. And even if you are called out of this world into the kingdom of God, now you got real reason to praise him. We have nothing to lose, saints, but everything to gain. God's got this. Look at somebody for the first time, tell them, God's got this. And every time you praise God, you're telling him, Lord, you got this. When you come up with a thank you, Lord, you say, Lord, you got this. I'm not worried about it. Ah, can I tell you what my grandma said? He brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. Do I have any folk that know what I'm talking about? You got to praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening. Praise him when the sun goes down. So don't be like Korah. Don't be like his group. As a matter of fact, praising God is something that we should celebrate in our lives. Every one of us in this building today, you've had circumstances beyond your control. Am I right about it? But the Lord brought you through them all. Let me tell you what happened to a woman in the Old Testament of the Bible. She was married to one of the patriarchs and thinking that everything was going to be all right, but found out that she was the wife that Jacob didn't really love. Didn't really care a whole lot about her, but he had some babies by her. That's another sermon. Lord, for another Sunday. God, have mercy. Leah was struggling. Like many of you today, you are struggling in your faith. Saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. She had child number one, Simeon. Talking about, now my husband going to love me. Child number two, child number three. But then finally when she had child number four, she said, I'm just going to praise God. I'm going to name him Judah. I'm going to name him, going to forget about husband, going to forget about everything else, because through my ups and downs, through my turns in life, the Lord has kept me. Through my sickness, through the times I was broke, through the times I was hurting, when I lost loved ones, God kept me. And if all of the other things don't work, I'm going to get me some Judah. I'm just going to praise him. Just going to praise him. She said, I ain't worried about it because I know that the Lord is going to bring me through. Praise the name of the Lord. So she named the child Judah. And some of you all, when you got your problems, name your problem Judah. Name your lack of money. I'm going to put a Judah on this one. Some of y'all missing it. When the doctor tells you that you need to take a medicine that you can't even pronounce, write Judah on it. When it tells you you got a condition that they can't do anything about, write Judah on it. Give God praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Very quickly, three things. I got to get out of here. We got other service for today in memorial. Very quickly, three things this psalm brings up that everyone should give to the Lord. And you've already done it today. Notice verse 1. It says, oh, clap your hands, all you people. You've been doing that. That's what you're supposed to do when you're praising and honoring God. Now, there are times when, you know, you get real happy. You clap your hands, even when folks ain't around. Are y'all here? Boy, you go into that store and you go to that green machine, you get you a ticket and you come out and you scratch. You didn't think I was going there, did you? All of a sudden, man, won me $1,000. Folks around you think you crazy. I'm messing with y'all today. But the Bible says, oh, clap your hands. We worship the Lord by clapping our hands. Clap your hands, oh, ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We clap for dignitaries. We clap for sports folk. We clap for people that come, oh, yes, so-and-so just come in the building. Let's give them a hand clap. Well, Jesus just come in the room.
Give him a hand clap. Lord, you're welcome here. You're welcome in this place. He deserves all the glory and all the praise. Think about it. The very creator of heaven and earth made these hands. Your hands have done a whole lot of stuff. But thanks be to God, the Lord forgave all your sins. See that? I didn't even have to tell you. Put those hands together. Second thing the psalm brings out is right there in verse 1. Right there in verse 1. It says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Now, that messes with some people's tradition, especially if you are in what we call the high church. Now, let me rephrase that. High church. People don't clap in high church because we're dignified. And you certainly don't shout in high church. You don't even say amen in high church. Well, let me tell y'all something. I ain't never been to high church. I come up with the poor folk. We were so poor, we couldn't even afford the O-R on the end. We just said, poor folk. We learned, give God that shout. Now, here's the point. You watch these teams as they have what they call a rally cry. And this is a military term that he's using right here in the psalm about shouting because it has to deal with warfare, your enemy. Do you not know that the devil circled your bed and death came round your bed last night so many times? And God shouted at him, get out of here. Things of this world could have consumed us, but the Lord gave a shout in glory, said, not today. That's why it tells us, oh, shout unto God, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord, for he's done great things for you. Yes, there's a time of silence, but that time ain't all the time. That time is the time when we know that we got to face stuff in life. And rather than the devil shouting at us, you ever had folk to get up in your face and shout? You saved now, and they cussing at you. You saved. But you want to say some unsaved stuff. But then the Lord get in your tongue. You can't say what you want to. What you thought was going to come out, yeah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Y'all know what I'm talking about. By the way, praise will keep you from cussing. Yes, Lord. Write that down in your notes. If you don't get out of church with nothing else today, you said, Pastor told us that praise will keep you from cussing. It'll work every time. Finally, not only is there shouts of joy. Some of you had to cry. Some of you had to weep. At midnight, God saw your tears. You know what he said? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy. Didn't you shout when joy came in? You shouted. You said, yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Your mercy endures forever. I'm trying to look at my notes here through the tears because I'm going to tell you, he's been mighty good to every one of us. By the way, that's another way you worship God. You worship him with your tears. Every tear that you cry, God catches it, puts it in his bottle of remembrance, and say, I'm going to remember you. I'm going to remember when you cried, why you cried, and what I'm going to do about your crying. And just like a mother comforts her child, the Lord will comfort you. I close with this. The last admonition, as a matter of fact, he gets redundant with this last admonition. Not only does he say God is going up with a shout, verse 5, and the Lord with the sound of a trumpet, but he says in verse 6, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing. His pen got happy here. Sing praises unto the Lord our God. Sing praises. Picks it back up in verse 7. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. This is a place of singing. It's a place of preaching, but it's also a place of singing. It's a place of prayer, but it's also a place of singing. John Wesley was on his way back to America, and on the ship, they encountered a storm. Wesley and others on board that ship were troubled. What are we going to do? And all of a sudden, amidst the waves tossing and the wind blowing, Wesley heard some people singing. They were called the Moravians. And what they had learned is we can sing in a storm. They sung their songs, and John Wesley said, it warmed my heart. And so he made it his mission that he would sing songs from the heart. Out of his efforts, not only do we have some of the great hymns that we sing today, but we have the Wesleyans and the Methodists who believe in singing. Church, let me tell you something. If you can't praise him with the clapping of your hands, if you can't praise him with a shout, don't let anything keep you from having that song in your heart. Sing it when you're happy. Sing it when you're in the valley. Sing it when you're on the mountain. Sing it when you're in trouble. Sing it when difficulties come. Sing it, as the old folks say, when the storm lifts. Keep singing your song because you're giving God praise. Watch this. Watch this. If he doesn't do it now, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. You praise him because of what you expect God to do. Praise him because he's just that wonderful. He's just that good. Grace woke me up this morning. Grace started me on my way. Grace put food on my table. Some say it's amazing grace. Huh? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Any folk that was blind, but now you see. Stand on your feet and give God some praise in here. He brought me through this. Yes, he did. He brought me through that. Oh, yeah. Lord, I'm grateful. Yes, I am to you. Come on, y'all say it. Oh, yeah. He brought me through this. Look at somebody say it. He brought me through that. Hey, Lord, I'm grateful. To you. Can I say this? He made a way out of no way. Oh, yes, he did. And Lord, I'm. Oh, yes, I am. Here's another thing. He opened doors that were closed in my face. Oh, yeah. And Lord, I'm grateful. Yes, I am to you. Come on, put the hand together. He brought me through. Yeah, he brought me through that. Hey, Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm grateful. You keep making a way for me. Lord, you open doors I can't even see. Lord,
I'm going to give you praise and glory. Lord, I'm so grateful. Lord, I'm grateful. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Before we close today, I want to give an invitation. There may be someone who's unsaved, someone who's uncertain. God wants you as one of his praisers. One of his praisers got kicked out of heaven because he had iniquity in him. His name was Satan. God's looking for some replacements, some people who will praise and honor God in their life. If that one is you today, will you come? Invitation is given. The Lord wants to redeem and save all who are lost. If you're outdoors, if you're online, write to us, pastor@crossroadbc.com, and we'll follow up with you to make sure that you are led to Christ. If that's your prayer today, we invite you to come. All right, choir.
Encourage my soul and help us journey on. Though the night is gone and I am far from home, thanks be to God, the morning light
Before we give the benediction, there's one more thank you. It said, "Dear Pastor Coleman and Crossroad, thank you so very much for being such a blessing. May God continue to bless you." Grace Patterson Robinson. Amen. Let us now receive the benediction. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time together. Lord, we thank you for the gathering of your saints. Now, Lord, as we prepare to leave this place, but never your mighty presence, Lord, we ask that you go before and order our steps, God, that we may walk according to your will. Now, may the grace of Jesus, may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest upon us both now and until we meet again. For it's in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, him crucified, we do say. Amen. God's peace.